Moscow is strongly insisting on its position with regard to Ukraine. They include military neutrality for Ukraine, a federal structure for the country, and promotion of Russian to an official language across Ukraine. The kind of federalization that Moscow wants to see in Ukraine would give greater autonomy to its various regions.
We cannot see any other way to ensure the stable development of Ukraine but to sign a federal agreement. Federalization is a way for every region to feel comfortable that each region's rights are ensured while being united by intrastate functions such as defense and legal system.
However, Ukraine's interim government expressed outrage over the proposals made by the Russian foreign minister. Kyiv says it is nothing less than proof of Russia's aggression and ultimatum. However, some experts say that such a reform could take place in the future.
New authorities in Kyiv are unlikely to agree to a constitutional reform which envisages a federalization. It could only happen if Russia, the EU and US put joint pressure. It's unlikely now, but this issue will remain on the agenda and a constitutional reform might be introduced in 6 to 12 months.
Sergei Lavrov said at a recent interview that Ukraine cannot function as a unified state. He said that every time Ukraine has elected a new president, the country has drawn up a new constitution, proving that the model of a unified state doesn't work.
Some EU officials denounced plans put forth by Russia to create a federalized system in Ukraine, calling it an attempt to split the country. Moscow denies this and says that a federation system would protect the interests of all regions. Meanwhile, Washington says that any changes to Ukraine's governing structure must be accepted by Ukrainians. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.